Masechet Menachot Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph. Most Menachot are also offered with Levona. The Levona is put on top of the flour before the Kemitza is made. Once the Kemitza is done on the flour and placed into a Klesh Sharet, the grains of Levona are gathered up and also added to the Klesh Sharet on top of the flour, and they're both taken to the Mizbeach to burn. Burning the Kometz and the Levona is a fundamental part of the offering of the mincha, and it allows the mincha to be eaten. Once they're offered, the mincha is considered to have been fully offered. We learned earlier on in the last perek that if somebody makes the kemitza with the wrong intention, for example, eating the remainder flour on the next day, or burning the kometz on the next day, the mincha is considered to be pigul. We'll now mention that not everybody agrees with the ruling about levona. Mishnah says, "Hakometz et mincha le'echol she'areha, o le'haktir kumsa le'mahar." If somebody makes a kemitza on the mincha with the intention to eat the remainder or to burn the kometz tomorrow, Moder Rabbi Yose bazeh shehu pigul ve'hayavin alav karet. Rabbi Yose agrees in that case that the mincha is considered to be pigul and that a person is liable to karet for eating it. Lehaktir levonata lemahar. But if a person makes kemitza on the mincha with the intention to burn the levona tomorrow, Rabbi Yose omer pasul ve'en bo karet. Says Rabbi Yose, the mincha is considered to be invalid, but there's no karet for eating it in the situation because it did not become pigul. The reason, according to Rabbi Yose, is both the flour and the levona are fundamental components of the mincha offering, and he holds a klal, en matir mefagil matir, that if he had an intention when he was scooping the kometz of flour about the levona, that it doesn't invalidate the levona whatsoever. It has nothing to do with it. You can't invalidate the levona when you're dealing with the flour and the inverse. You can't make the flour problematic when you have an intention while you're dealing with the levona. So that's the way Rabbi Yose says. If you have an intention during the avodah about a certain item that's foundational, like the flour, while you're doing the kemitza, it would become a problem. But if you're having an intention while doing the kemitza on the flour about the levona, it would not create a pigul case. V'hachamim omrim pigul v'hayavin alav karet. But hachamim disagree and they say, even in this situation, the mincha is pigul and the person is karet for eating it. It's because the kometz and the levona are really one entity. It's not two separate things. It's one bigger entity that are together. So therefore, just like a person when he was doing kemitza on the flour, and let's say he had an intention to burn the kometz tomorrow, we would say that case is pigul. Likewise, if he did a kemitza on the flour with the intention of burning the levona tomorrow, it's also the same case. It would be considered to be pigul as well. Amru lo, the rabbis told Rabbi Yose, ma shana zo min hazevach. What's the difference between this case of kemitza with the intention of burning levona tomorrow and slaughtering an animal korban with the intention of burning the emurin, the components of the animal that are burned on the mizbeach tomorrow? The meat of the korban is not allowed to be eaten until the emurin are burned on the mizbeach. So therefore we consider the emurin to be a foundational component of the korban because they permit the meat to be eaten. But we do say when it comes to a korban that if a person had the intention to burn the emurin tomorrow, it would make it pigul. So we also have another entity that's part of the korban that also is a permitter, that's foundational, which is the blood. So in other words, when a person is slaughtering a korban, which is dealing with the blood, which is a foundational piece of the korban, if he has an intention to burn the emurin tomorrow, which is a separate foundational component of the korban, we have pigul. So what Hachamim are really telling the Biyose, why is there a difference in this case than your case? This case over here, you agree that it's pigul. If you have an intention about the limbs that are burned on the Mizbeach, while you're dealing with the blood, that the limbs should be offered tomorrow, it's pigul. So why shouldn't you say the same thing over here, that when you're dealing with the kemitza, the flour, that if you have an intention about the levona, it makes it pigul as well? Amar lahem shazevach damo upsaro ve'emurav ehad. Rabbi Yose answered back to Hakamim The difference in the case of the animal korban is that the blood, meat, and emurin are part of a chain with respect to allowing one to the other. In other words, when the blood, when the slaughter happens, and eventually the blood is poured onto the mizbeach, the emurin at that point in time are then permitted to be burned. And once the burning of the emurin happened, that permits the meat. So therefore, since the emurin are being permitted by the blood, and they're basically one locked or connected entity, therefore, so pigul intention about the emurin during the blood service would take effect. So since they're interconnected, they're one and the same, ulvona and aminaminha, but with levona, it's not like the remainder of the minha in this regard. The levona doesn't become permitted in any way through the comets of flour. The levona is a separate entity. It's burned on the mizbeach even before the comets is burned. So therefore, it doesn't need the comet to permit it to the mizbeach. The comet and the levona are equal foundational components of the korban. And therefore, the pigul intention about levona during the kemitzah of flour can't make a pigul. It has nothing to do with it.